In this video, we're talking about what to say to a friend in marriage problem. Stay tuned. All right, what's going on, guys? We're back here. So, we got this video here that we wanted to get out to you. All right, what's going on, babe?
Hey.
You're good?
I'm good.
You got a little bit of cold?
A little bit. We're in the allergy season.
You gonna make it through?
Yes.
All right, good. So we got this video. We want to talk about marriage, friends, family. This is a friend, basically, concerned, right?
Right.
A lot of people are concerned when they see their friends going through a heartache, you know. Everybody, especially if you're a friend that you like to fix things, you want everything to be perfect.
Mm-mm.
You have an idea in your brain that things are supposed to be a certain type of way.
Yeah, you're particular.
Especially in marriage, right?
Right.
It's a certain way in marriage is supposed to be. And when it's not that way for your friends, your brother, your sister, your family, you know, there are certain reactions that come. You have any experience with that you want to share with us?
Well, what I can say is that usually people who are married don't come off that way. It's usually the ones that are not married because they have no idea what marriage can be. So they could come off a little judgmental,
okay,
even though they feel like they're fighting for you.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, when you're going through that stuff, mm-hmm, that's not what you want to hear. Because you have to understand that.
What is what? What do you mean? What you want to hear?
Like
what
did the number judgmental say? Stuff.
Or judgmental talk.
You don't want to hear that because in as much as you're going through stuff in your marriage,
mm-hmm,
this is the person you chose to be with.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are one. So when someone is actually attacking your spouse,
make you feel
they
funny.
Don't mean to attack. But when they're passing judgment, they're actually attacking you. They're attacking your choice.
That's true.
And that doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
So to me, I mean, while I was going through our stuff,
mm-hmm,
I was hoping, and I will tell you, out of most people that I know, I can only point out to one person that actually had something positive, mm-hmm, to say,
mm,
about my spouse, mm, or to encourage me.
Okay.
You know?
Something positive. Because that speaks a lot about me. If a lot of people have something negative to say about me, that's a lot.
But it's not about you. It's about their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you know,
but if they feel that it's all negative when it comes to me, why is it that they feel all negative when it comes to me? I mean,
because to them, whoever, mm-hmm, is there, like, let's use family as an example.
Okay, so I was playing a little bit of devil's advocate, I guess,
because
the people that listen to us will hear that and will say he must be horrible, you know. But we're talking specifically people that are close to you on a family level.
Yeah, but they feel like their own person is being attacked.
Yes, so they're protecting you.
They're being protective in their mind.
Okay.
They are being protective. All but right. For you, that's not being protective for you. It's being more destructive.
Okay.
You understand?
Right.
So it's not necessarily that they think your spouse is a horrible person,
mm-hmm,
but when you're saying things, that's why I said, when you're going through stuff, the last person you probably want to talk to,
mm-hmm,
is family and friends.
Right.
Unfortunately, because their opinion is going to be biased.
Right.
And they are fighting for their friends.
They're
and they have no clue.
They're protecting the friend.
Think about all the good times you had.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to think about that. Because even you in that moment,
because they didn't go through the good times. You went through the good times.
And you in that moment, you're not remembering the good times.
Right.
You're dwelling on the bad times.
Right.
Which is where
which
they
is
come in and
where
fight
the conversation
for you.
Started in the first place.
So you can't really blame them. But mm-hmm, you have to understand that in all situations,
mm-hmm,
you don't want to make your spouse look bad. If you feel like you don't have someone, mm-hmm, in your space that you look up to, that it's on the same level with you, that feels like your marriage is worth saving,
mm-hmm,
in your corner, you need to get professional help.
So what if your spouse is really that bad? Because we're saying it like all spouses are just going to be holy.
Mm-hmm.
What if your spouse is really that bad?
If your spouse is bad, if you're my friend and I feel like you're going through abuse,
mm-hmm,
I am honestly going to tell you to seek professional help.
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna tell you. Right. Because now I see that the situation you are in is toxic.
Right.
And I can do that without giving my own opinion and getting wrapped right. up into it.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. So for me, I feel like if you see someone going through that as a friend, the first thing you want to do is acknowledge what they're going through without right. taking sides. Secondly, have some empathy for their situation. I feel bad that you're going through what you're going through.
Yeah.
I'll keep you in my prayers. Always have words of hope and encouragement for people.
Right.
It is not your battle. Because at the end of the day, when those people come back together, guess who's going to be the fool?
Yeah,
whether you like it or not,
you see that example all the time.
You're gonna feel some type of way because you're gonna be like, "Oh my God!" So she got back with him because it's not your business.
Right,
it's not your battle.
So even without, even outside of marriage context, you see that example all the time. You advise somebody against being with a person, even a boyfriend, girlfriend situation, and they end up with that person. You're like. But I advise her against it, but you see that all the time.
Yeah, I personally went through that because I saw my friend going through a situation that was she didn't love herself enough, and she was like,
letting, you felt as she didn't love herself enough
because she was letting a guy walk over her, she was
and she was saying that
children by herself. And when she brought that drama to me, that made me so angry because I'm like, why would a guy not take care of his kids? You know what I mean?
Right.
So out of, I'm talking about how many years ago is this? Maybe almost 10 years now.
Well, let's say 50 years ago. We don't want that person to feel we're talking about them.
Well, I have to, this is my story. I mean, this is my,
now it's our story.
I have to say. But guess what? I was telling this person because this person is like a sister to me.
Right. You felt like she was being walked all over.
Right.
Like a
not
doormat.
Only that, she came to me and complained to me.
Because she complained.
Every time she talked about it. So it was sucking the positivity out of me.
But then when you now give your opinion,
my opinion wasn't, it was more of fighting for my friend.
But it was also based on what she said to you.
Yeah, it was based on what she said to me.
See, I wanted to.
No, you didn't let me finish it.
No, I'm sorry, baby. Before I forget this part, I wanted to drive that home so that people can know that, so that people can have a tangible, practical reason to know that it's not that the person is being bad. Either party is being bad. This is, she came to you to tell you
yes,
the exact logical inference or logical conclusion you will make from what she's telling you is that I need to protect my friend.
Yeah,
why is he doing this to you?
This person is mistreating me. Right. She's acknowledging this
thing. She's saying that.
And I'm saying to you, why can't you just walk away from this person? Oh no, I love this person. And I'm like confused. I mean, at that time, I didn't even understand.
I didn't know any better.
Of course, I gave her, you know, my own opinion. Like, no,
you leave him. You should love yourself enough to leave this guy and blah, blah, blah.
He's not going to treat you
bad. But yet, you were with your own boo.
But guess what? No, I was married. I mean, I've been married at that time.
Right.
But she wasn't married, but she had kids with a
guy. Like I said, you were with your own boo.
Yeah, but again, I wasn't the one running to her with advices.
Okay.
She was the one coming to me. And that was driving me nuts. Because sometimes you can get overwhelmed by people's negativity.
Yes.
And honestly, it was negative energy for
me. And that's a good point that we should really remember, that if you cry to, if you run, take your issues and run to people all the time with your issues, you're going to become annoying to them.
You'll be a nuisance.
You're going to become a nuisance. And they're going to avoid phone calls from you sometimes.
Yep.
In fact, your matters, your marital issue, your relationship matters will become a nuisance for them.
And they're still going to talk about it.
Yeah. So, and they're still going
to
talk about
you. To other people.
Yes.
Yeah, so, but guess how I learned my lesson from that?
Tell me.
Did you know that one day the guy came up to me and said, you know what? I like you. I know you're saying the truth. But this is what and what and what your friend told me. I was like.
So she told him everything you've been saying, which is basically in response to her complaining that she's going through problems.
So when they're having a good time, hey.
Hopefully we didn't leave you too much out of the gist. There was some insider thing there. But the idea is that when you advise people on their relationships, on their marriage, it's...
Don't take it personal.
And you're not a professional. It's, they're probably not going to receive it anywhere.
No, they're not.
If they're crying on your shoulders in that moment in time, realize that they're crying on your shoulders because they're they're dwelling on the most negative aspect of their relationship.
Right.
And for every negative aspect of a relationship, there's probably times 10 good times that they get to reflect on when they're not with you.
Yep.
And they don't tell you that part.
They don't tell you.
So when they go back to their husband,
their boo-boo,
you're like,
you're the gist. And guess what?
You're like, I'm confused.
No, I actually appreciate the guy telling me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how I learned.
No, he's weird. People don't tell you. They never tell you.
No, but that hit home for me. No, that hit home for me and made me realize, be careful what you say because you never know. Since then, I keep my opinions to myself when it comes to people's relationships.
Yes, and we're basically... Because
that's how I learned.
Because that's a great story for this topic. We're saying what to say to a friend with marriage problems.
Right.
That's what we're talking about, you know. And we kind of like dove into some other examples, how you shared yours with some people, and because they were so close to and were busy trying to protect you, they came off as negative in opinions of me,
right.
And that only rubbed you off even wrongly.
It made me more mad
because you were obviously venting about the negative aspect of our relationship,
right?
But of course, when you're venting about negative aspects, you're not going to say, hey, we just went to Niagara Falls yesterday.
Right.
And we had a great time.
Right.
You're not going to mention all of that.
Right.
So they don't have that as part of their ammunitions to make a judgment.
Right.
So they're making judgment based on the negative venting only.
Right.
So because of that, it's wise. It's probably wiser for you not to be so opinionated when you have to advise, if you ever have to say anything, you should not be so opinionated about your friend's marriage problems.
Don't take sides.
Because you probably only have 1/10 of the full story.
Right.
Always. It's the part that they're feeling very bad about that they share
with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're the one that's sharing that 1/10 part of the negative, I want you to catch yourself in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Realize that when you're telling your friends that you're busy only telling your friends, your family, the negative sides, and there's probably times 10 good times that you're not telling. And because of that, they're going to have very negative feelings about your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to like it either. But it's still your fault because you took just that 1/10 of your life, which everybody has one in their life, you took it to them and they're dwelling on that. And you can't blame them for... That's why people are surprised when we say we don't blame anybody for our matters. Even though we had a lot of friends and family's mouth in our issues, but we couldn't really blame them because we learned this stuff. We realized that we're responsible for the opinions they've created. Basically, we're responsible for that. We opened the doors.
Because guess what? In that moment, you know, you would think family and friends, they know your spouse. They've heard good things about him.
Right.
They've probably seen things that she's done that is good. But in that moment, they don't remember all that.
Yeah.
It flies out of the
window.
But
they didn't leave it either. They didn't leave it.
Yeah,
they only see you crying.
They fly out of the window. No, when they see you that you're happy, they don't remember to say,
it's just a good day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the moment they see you crying, they assume that's your life every day.
Right, right.
And that's why you don't want to involve family.
And don't forget that negativity tends to be more entertaining and to be more... When I say entertaining, I don't mean like in an evil way. They're being entertained in an evil way. It's just the brain.
It's natural.
It's just natural for us to be attracted to negative news more than good news.
Yeah.
You know? That's why CNN have good news. They have bad news, basically.
It's not only CNN. Mm-hmm. It's most of these news stations.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to be on the top.
That's why you will never find reality TV show where people are not fighting and pulling each other.
Being kumbaya. Nobody's going to watch that.
Nobody's gonna watch.
No one
unless you're watching on Masterclass.
Yeah.
Unless you're watching our channel here, because we try to be positive here.
Right.
But I mean, even if you look at what we're doing here, we're basically helping people with broken marriages. You know, if you have a good marriage, and especially if you're very opinionated, I was gonna say something earlier, you're probably not gonna enjoy what we're saying. You're gonna be very opinionated on certain way of handling things because you haven't gone through the kind of pain that we went through to know this kind of stuff.
If you have a good marriage,
mm-hmm.
be very careful. And
because the Bible said that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he will stand,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Needs to... Kiyasara, I forgot the English.
Like,
but
work on it. Because I believe anything...
That means you have to work.
You still have to put effort. Mm-hmm. Don't be complacent.
Right.
You know, these things kill marriages.
So earlier you said it's usually people who are single. I also think people who are very young... in their marriage are also very opinionated because they are still within that 2 years in love experience,
honeymoon.
And yes. And then you hear things like, no, it don't work like that for us. Well, that's good for you. Honestly, congratulations. But in real life, it's not just marriage. It's everything in life. People go through a lot of tough times. And life can be very, very tough. And the people that become great are people that have come out of some kind of pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some kind of big pain that really could take them out. Like, could tear them out and tear them into pieces. And they made it out. And that's how you call it great. You know, you can't call it great unless you've gone through something like that. So now I'm not saying or praying that your marriage go through that. My prayer for you is that you'll be able to withstand whatever curveballs that the devil will try to throw at your marriage, because it's gonna happen, you know. And sometimes like, oh, my husband don't do that, my wife don't do that. Well, good luck. We're talking for another human being entirely.
Right.
But that's that. So I have this question. You have anything else, babe? Because that was good stories right there that you just shared.
No.
So this person said, please help. My friend's husband of almost 16 years told her he doesn't love her anymore and told her to get out of his life. He told her this 10 days ago. She's devastated and completely heartbroken. They have a daughter together and she is 13 years old. She's 40 and he's 52. She thinks he's in his midlife crisis. She's blaming it all on his hormone. She still loves and cares for her husband very much. Any advice you suggest for me to give to her? So we already said,
we basically answered the question.
We answered the question.
Like I said, what you can do is empathize with her.
Yeah, just say if it's not an abusive
relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Unless there's physical abuse,
if there's suicide thoughts, is the mental issues,
yes,
she needs to go seek. You need to tell her to get professional help.
Right.
ASAP.
Right. So
that's not,
think of
joke.
Yourself as becoming resourceful for her and not necessarily enabling.
Right.
You know, there's a difference between enabling and you may be enabling and not know it. And being resourceful. Being resourceful is when you pay attention to what the actual problem is.
Yes.
When they are talking to you, actually listening to
them.
And listen beyond their words. Because marriage is two people coming together to try to live a lifetime together.
Right.
That is, there's no one is prepared for that. No one is ever prepared for that. So all you can be is be the listening ear. Now, if you go there with your own opinions and you're taking sides, and you knew it, and you're saying that all to her, you're not helping her. You're making her
feel worse
than she already feels, because you're telling her that she's made a horrible choice in her life.
Yep.
And that's not necessarily true.
That's
she's going
true.
Through a bad time. And all you can be a good friend by listening to her. If there's physical abuse issues or suicide, there are hotlines. Become resourceful for them and help them get through that. That's basically all you can do. And to wrap that up, I'll say grab our free PDF, getmymarriageback.com, and give it to your friend to read it, because it's how many chapters? 12 chapters of real solid gold wisdom that can help her. She'll be able to process that without your bias opinions about their situation, because you're probably close enough to know too much to have your own opinions about either of the two. And that's, and you injecting that into their already negative situation, it's not going to help. It's not going to help. And just in case this is actually you, right, pretending to be your friend, just in case, midlife crisis, maybe he doesn't love you anymore, I'll say give him some space. And I say be generous with that. When I first heard that, to give someone space and be generous with it, I thought,
That's crazy.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? But again,
grab
the book, getmymarriageback.com. It will make complete sense to you. If you're focused on God, your personal purpose, and your self-development, that's GPS. If you're focused on that, it's extremely easy to do, and it's the most beneficial thing you can do for you and your marriage. This period of time is painful, but again, like I said earlier, out of pain like this comes greatness. If you build yourself, if you use that moment, if you leverage this moment the right way, okay?
Right.
There's a difference between being a cold, becoming cold to them and actually taking that time and leveraging it to build something greater and better than what you had before. So instead of you saying that to your friend, if you are the friend, grab the book and give it to them as a gift. I'm going to send you something that, because they cried to you. So say, hey, I got something really cool for you, and I'm going to send you something really cool that will help you. And leave your opinions out of it.
Yep.
Don't take sides. It's not going to help. Plus, it won't help you, because if they are lucky enough to make it through and you've taken sides, you're going to be the butt of the joke. You're going to be the butt of the joke when they get back together. Yep. So,
and even if they're not even talking about you, you'll be like, are they talking about me? You're going to feel some kind of...
It's awkward, but kind of way. If that's the case, it doesn't matter too, because you're not married to, to whoever this is, you know. But if you're a friend, just try to just be there for them without your opinion or your biased opinions, because they are just that. They are based on limited information. You don't know their relationship. You could be their mother, their father. You don't know this person like their spouse knows them. You're not sleeping or having sex with them.
No, you're
not. You don't know them.
It's a different kind of relationship.
It's different. It's sacred. It's passionate. It's, you don't want to get in that. You don't want to bring yours into that. Mm-hmm. Stay out of it. Give them a gift of love and just check on them from time to time, because you never know what people are going through. And leave the open doors and say, let me know if you need anything. But give them that resource and they will really appreciate it. Anything else, babe?
Well, what I just want to add is, and if you're right about the toxic situation, they will eventually get it.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing.
That's true. If it's really toxic,
it's
they'll get
really,
it.
They will really
that's
get
true.
It.
That's true.
You know, so don't feel the need
that's
to want to, oh, but this is my sister. Oh, but this is my best friend.
That's true.
Oh, loyalty. Please.
Yeah.
All that is not going to help.
Yeah, it's not.
What's going to help is you being that friend for someone in need at that time.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
That's all I got.
That's all we got for you today. GetMyMarriageBack.com. Go get the book. It's absolutely free. If you're getting the PDF, it's available in audiobook, paperback, Kindle as well. And smash that like button. Share this video with people you know, you love, you like. This is a good gift to anybody. Just share it on your Facebook wall. And comment your questions below. Hopefully you'll be enlightened and educated. See you on the next one, and peace.